Welcome to the last family challenge. I can't believe it's been 10 weeks already. You should be completing your game boards today. I hope you've managed to keep up and get all of those stickers onto your game boards. Because if you did, there's a little surprise waiting for you and your family at church. But you'll have to wait until the end of today to see what it is. So today we are wrapping up our story from the Gospel of John, and we're going to be looking at Peter's life. Peter was one of Jesus' disciples, and he and the other disciples had a pretty epic story, which we read about in the Gospel of John. So let's take a look. God's story, Peter. So part of God's story is about a guy named Peter, and it goes like this. Peter, who was also called Simon, lived in Capernaum, where he worked as a fisherman. One day, Jesus came up and told him to go into deep water to fish. When Peter obeyed Jesus, he caught so many fish that his boat began to sink. Peter fell at Jesus' feet with amazement. Then Jesus said, "From now on, you will be catching men." Basically, now that Peter followed Jesus, he could help other people follow Jesus too. After that, Peter and the disciples followed Jesus everywhere. They got to see miracles, hear about the kingdom of heaven, and see what God is like by spending time with his son. Like one night when the disciples left in a boat ahead of Jesus. Later, Jesus joined them by walking out across the sea. It was dark and stormy, so the disciples thought he was a ghost. Jesus said, "It's me." Peter actually stepped out of the boat to go to Jesus, which means he walked on top of the water too. But as soon as he saw the waves, he got scared and started to sink. Jesus caught him and said, "Why do you doubt me?" See, he wanted Peter to trust him even when it made no sense. After all, God is powerful and controls everything. When Jesus climbed into the boat, the disciples worshipped him. But some people did not believe Jesus as God's son, even after seeing his miracles or hearing about the amazing things he did. In fact, they got so mad that Jesus said he's God's son that they had him arrested. Well, even though Peter followed Jesus, he wasn't perfect. So when he realized he could get in trouble just for following Jesus, he pretended he didn't even know him. In one night, he told three different people that he didn't know Jesus at all. What's amazing is that Jesus had told Peter that he was going to deny him three times. That means Jesus knew Peter would mess up and he loved him anyway. And guess what? Jesus feels the same way about us. He told Peter to keep right on following him, and he did. Peter was there when Jesus was killed, but he came back to life. And when he rose straight up into the sky, into heaven, Jesus gave Peter and the other disciples a special message before he left. He said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you and give you power. Then you will tell everyone about me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and everywhere in the world." It's actually a message for all of Jesus' followers, which means you and me. Peter and the others who believed in Jesus took care of each other and people in need. Every day, new people saw the way that they loved each other and chose to follow Jesus and be part of God's family too. And no matter what happened, even when life got hard, the disciples kept following Jesus. And because they bravely told more and more people about Jesus, we get to know about Jesus and follow him today. And that's the story of Peter. So, in case you missed it, here's the quick version. Peter was a fisherman. He followed Jesus. He showed others how to follow Jesus. Peter saw Jesus was God's son. Jesus helped him walk on water. Peter messed up. Jesus loved him anyway. Peter kept following Jesus and sharing him with others. The Holy Spirit came. Lots of people started following Jesus. News of Jesus spread. We can follow him today. Peter and the other disciples had a pretty awesome life, and they did amazing things for God, and we read all about these things in the Gospel of John. But why did John write about all of these things? Why do we read these incredible stories? Well, John answers this question at the end of the book of John, and that is our memory verse for today. So let's take a look. I'm going to say each part of the memory verse and then you will repeat it after me. Are you ready? John 20 verse 31. But these are written so you will put your faith in Jesus as the Messiah and God's Son. If you have faith in Him, you will have true life. Great job! Now let's all say it together. John 20 verse 31. But these are written so you will put your faith in Jesus as the Messiah and God's Son. If you have faith in Him, you will have true life. Great job! The book of John was written so that people would believe that Jesus is God's Son, that He came to rescue us, and so that we can put our faith in Jesus. And that is exactly what happened. The disciples told everyone about Jesus, and through their lives and testimonies, many people then and now have believed in Him and put their faith in Jesus. The memory verse also said that if we have faith in Jesus, we will have true life. We will have life that lasts forever. We will live with God forever. So I hope that by reading through and working through the Gospel of John with your family over the past 10 weeks, you've come to realize who Jesus really is. That He is who He says He is. He is the Son of God. He is powerful. And He is the Messiah, the one who came to rescue us from all of our sins. Now the question is, have you put your faith in Him? Do you believe that Jesus is who He says He is? And do you believe that He came to rescue you from your sin? That He came to rescue you from all of the yucky bad things that you have done? And that He came to die on the cross in your place so that you will have true life? If you haven't done this and you want to, please speak to one of your parents or to another adult that you trust and ask them to pray with you so that you can put your faith in Jesus and have true life. Now it's time for our family discussion questions. Some questions will come onto the screen. Pause the video and then take as much time as you need to discuss these questions with your family. And when you are done, come back for our exciting family activity. Now it's time for our exciting family activity. I hope you guys are going to enjoy it because this is a fun one. It's called 20 Questions with Bible Characters. What you will need is you will need to print out your list of Bible characters that came with this video and then cut it up into little strips. If you can't print, then you can also write the names of the characters onto little pieces of paper. Once you've cut all of your pieces of paper, put them face down on the table without looking at them. Then your family members will take turns to play. So how it'll work is if it's your turn, you'll pick up one of the character names from the table and without looking at it, you'll put it on your forehead like this. And then your job is to ask 20 yes or no questions, only yes or no questions, to try and figure out who the character is that you're holding on your head. And your family will answer your questions with yes or no. Try and see if you can figure it out. So for example, with the character on my head, I would say, is this character a man? And my family will say, yes, it is a man. And then I'd ask, is this character in the New Testament? And my family will say, no, he's not. Then I would ask, is this character at the beginning of the Bible? And my family would say, yes. Then I would say, was this character in the Garden of Eden? And my family would say, yes. And then I would say, is this character Adam? And then my family would say, yes. And I got it right. So I get a point. Only get to ask 20 questions. If you can't guess in 20 seconds who your character is, then it's someone else's turn and you don't get a point. Play as many rounds as you can, or if you want, as you want to, or until all of your character cards are finished. Have lots of fun while you're playing this game, and then come back to find out what surprise is waiting for your family at church. That was a super fun game, asking all those questions. I hope you guys got some of those characters right, at least. Anyway, I'm sure you guys can't wait to find out what the surprise is going to be if you completed your entire game board. Well, if you come to church this Sunday or next Sunday, so that's this Sunday the 18th or next Sunday the 25th of April, and you bring your game board and you come show me that it's completed, that you have all of your stickers on there, you and your whole family will each get an ice cream cup from our coffee corner. How cool is that? What a fun way to celebrate all of the hard work you and your family have been doing over the past 10 weeks. Well, we've come to the end of our Bible challenge, and I'm surely and certainly going to miss you guys. I hope you guys have really enjoyed what we've learned, and I hope that you come to understand and know who Jesus really is through the book of John. I'll see you guys again soon.